3. Market structures. How to cut youth unemployment in a fast-changing jobs market. Across developed economies, finding work has become tougher for the young. Almost a quarter of those in Europe were jobless in 2013. But behind that figure lies a paradox. Only 2/5 of employers were confident of finding enough qualified graduates to fill entry-level positions, according to a new report by the McKinsey Center for Government. In the 8 countries surveyed, on average, a third said finding the right skills was a serious problem. That reflects a mismatch between what education systems provide and what employers need. Mechanization and technological advances mean the next generation will have to be better prepared for work. The real shortage is of the right skills, rather than of jobs. Improving matters means getting rid of the outdated idea that education happens first and employment later, says Mona Murshed of McKinsey. Educators need to get employers involved in course design, teaching, and assessment, she says, as well as in tracking and learning from the future career paths of students. Switzerland offers career advice and work experience to pupils as young as 12. New approaches will have to acknowledge young people's worries about the cost of education. Some firms have started to sponsor the education of the most promising students. In Charlotte, USA, Apprenticeship 2000 provides training courses for industry in fields such as machine technology. Employers pay the fees, help to write the curriculum, and guarantee a job afterwards. Short, focused online training courses offer a more affordable approach for smaller firms. Fernuniversität, Germany's only state-funded distance teaching university, now has 90,000 online learners, some in Russia and Hungary. IBM's Innovate simulation game trains users to improve supply chains and customer services. Such approaches could be used not only to prepare youngsters for jobs, but to help mid-career workers to update their skills as employers' needs change.